In this bulletin, Australia's religious schools and places of worship offered a $55 million security boost, and New Zealand pledges to tighten gun laws. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Australia's religious schools and places of worship are being offered an extra $55 million in community grants to boost their security. Comes in the wake of the Christchurch mosque massacre. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the money will fund CCTV cameras, lighting, fencing, alarms and security systems. He says religious freedom starts with the right to worship and meet in safety.
I so wish we didn't need this on places of worship in Australia, whether they be at temples or schools or mosques or churches. It grieves me that this is necessary, but sadly it is.
Independent Senator Fraser Anning says he doesn't regret blaming the Christchurch mosque massacre on Muslim immigration. The Queensland senator made the comments, which have drawn condemnation from around the world, in a press release issued just hours after the attack. He says anyone who disagrees with his comments is free to vote him out of Parliament.
People can have their opinion. As I said, you know, I'm happy for people to have their opinion, and if they don't like what I say, that's fine, then they're able to vote me out at the next election.
In October last year, Mr. Anning used his maiden Senate speech to call for an end to Muslim immigration, and did so using the term Final Solution, which was the name of a Nazi plan for the genocide of Jewish people during World War II. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says her cabinet will tighten the nation's gun laws over the next week. Comes after she promised to adjust New Zealand's gun laws following the Christchurch terror attack, which killed 50 people. Mr. Dern says while specific changes are yet to be confirmed, her cabinet agrees something needs to give. It's thought some of the changes could include banning private ownership of semi-automatic rifles, the kind of gun used in the Christchurch attack, and a government-funded buyback of newly outlawed guns.
There is, though, still some detail that needs to be worked through. I want to do that, but still move as quickly as we can. We are of one mind. We are absolutely united as a cabinet.
An inquiry is underway into the conviction of Australia's worst female serial killer. Kathleen Folbig is serving a 25-year sentence for killing four of her children. A jury convicted Folbig of murdering three of her children and the manslaughter death of her fourth in May 2003. She did not give evidence at the trial and has always maintained her innocence. She will give evidence at this inquiry, reportedly pertaining to diary entries she made during the time two of her four children died. The Royal Commission into Aged Care Sector is holding its second hearing today in Adelaide. The week-long hearing focuses on experiences of people seeking or receiving aged care in their home and the quality of those services. Linda Henderson, who is an informal carer for a friend with advanced dementia, told the hearing many workers sent to help have no first aid training or manual handling experience. She's calling for more training to be given to carers helping people with dementia.
We badly need to look at a review of the national qualifications, and we badly need to look very closely at career pathways for people working with people with dementia, as most staff in aged care will be doing.
Australia's arts community is in mourning after the death of former long-time head of the New South Wales Art Gallery, Edmund Capon. He died from melanoma in London at the age of 78. Mr. Capon, who was a Mandarin-speaking expert in Chinese art, ran the gallery for more than three decades. He's credited with revitalising the institution by attracting large exhibitions and making major acquisitions. Let's check out tomorrow's weather. It's partly cloudy in Perth and 34. In Adelaide, it'll be mostly sunny and 30. Partly cloudy in Melbourne, 26. A shower or two in Hobart, 22. 26 in Canberra and much the same. Showers for Wollongong, 25. Showers also for Sydney and Newcastle, tops of 26 and 24. Much the same for Brisbane, 33. Rain with a possible storm in Darwin, 29. And the showers continue in Darwin with also a storm there possible, a top of 35 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.